Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Remember that moratorium the state declared for disconnecting utilities like electricity, gas, and water? Well, that ends next month. That means many people will be trying to figure out how to make ends meet while also catching up on back payments for utilities. Dana Wiggins at the Virginia Poverty Law Center says those people will need a plan.
Without any sort of real plan, you know, it could be that people might be spending more to recover in recovery, you know, of their income. They might be spending more of a percentage of their income on utilities in some cases than they may be spending on their mortgage or rent.
That's why Senator Jennifer McClellan of Richmond introduced a bill that requires utilities to create an emergency debt repayment plan, allowing people up to 24 months to pay back all the money accrued during the six-month moratorium.
If we're not thinking long-term on how do we help them pay it back, then we just prolong the inevitable. And we want to do everything we can to keep people from losing power, gas, and water in the middle of a health pandemic.
Delegate LaCherise Aird has a similar bill on the House side. Both bills are waiting to be heard in committee. I'm Michael Pope.